Adam Eben, a Democrat from Alexandria, says it's illogical and unfair to tax hybrid technology, forcing owners to pay $64 a year.
You know, we have people who are paying more for their vehicles and paying higher personal property taxes to do the right thing for the environment, and they shouldn't be taxed just for doing the right thing.
Proponents had argued hybrid drivers would be buying less gas and paying lower fuel taxes, even though they'd be using the roads, so they figured the tax was only fair. But Eben argues that hybrids do still use gasoline, and some use more of it than conventional cars.
I could tell you at least four hybrids that get worse mileage than about 10 regular autos.
The legislature did, of course, pass this tax in the first place, but Eben thinks lawmakers will opt to repeal it during their next session.
The legislature never had a standalone vote on this particular tax. They were given a take-it-or-leave-it final conference committee vote, so there was never a chance to amend it out of the bill.
There are fewer than 92,000 hybrids owned by Virginians, less than 1% of cars in the Commonwealth. Eben says getting rid of the tax would reduce state revenue by just $6 million out of a $3.5 billion budget. I'm Sandy Houseman.